Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
What's up, folks? Getting ready to travel this summer? Well, I would say take precaution. Take severe precaution because there's a lot of things happening with the airlines right now. 5 incidences in a week, and I'm about to show you the biggest global airlines with the most crashes. As of right now, folks, maybe, just maybe, you should hold off because there's a lot of stuff going on. A Boeing whistleblower that was coming out against the Boeing engines, the Boeing planes, was found dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Just in the last week, United Airlines Boeing plane returns to Australia due to maintenance issue mid-flight. United Airlines flight from Sydney, Australia, had to return 2 hours into their flight to San Francisco. The latest incident affecting Boeing planes in recent weeks. Another one, San Francisco-bound United flight from Hawaii makes an emergency landing after engine failure. Engine failure. United Airlines flight traveling from Honolulu to San Francisco encountered an engine failure over the Pacific Ocean earlier this week. Passenger video shows flames shooting out of an airline's United Airlines engine mid-flight. Passenger board of United Airlines flight from Texas to Florida this week witnessed a terrifying sight mid-air. Bright orange flames shooting out of the plane's engine, prompting an emergency landing. Jarring video taken by passengers aboard Monday's United flight 1118 from Houston to Fort Myers shows a streak of flames spewing from what appears to be the left engine of the plane. Tire falls off plane immediately after takeoff. This, I believe, is going to start happening in more succession, folks. A United Airlines flight lost a tire while taking off from San Francisco International Airport, but safely landed at Los Angeles International Airport after it was diverted. The airline and airports tell CNN. Also, you got to remember, there's a Boeing whistleblower right now, John Barnett, who raised alarm over plane quality, is now found dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was in a deposition. Police in Charleston, South Carolina are investigating the death of John Barnett, a former Boeing quality control manager who became a whistleblower when he went public with his concerns about serious safety issues in the company's commercial airplanes. His body was found in a vehicle at the Holiday Inn parking lot. So, folks, this is what's going on right now. There's a lot of stuff going on with airlines. I'm going to show you right now the biggest airlines probably to avoid right now. Obviously, we know United Airlines is one of them. But let's take a look. These are the global airlines with the most plane crashes. I'm going to go right to it. Here they are. Air France.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
American Airlines, China Airlines, Korean Air, PIA, I've never even heard of that, United Airlines. So, okay, if we go look at France, Air France right now, Air France 11, American Airlines 11, China Airlines 9, Korean Airlines 9, PIA 8, United Airlines 7, Egypt Air, 6. Ethiopian, 6. Thai, 6. American Eagle, 5. Continental Airlines, 5. Lufthansa, 5. So these are the ones with the most airline crashes. And now you got to put United Airlines right up there with them, folks. Notably, two of American incidences happened on September 11th, 2001, as did two from United Airlines, 7 crashes. I don't know. You could take this, you could pause the screen, take a look at it, folks. I just think this is very important to bring to your attention because, you know, this summer, a lot of people are going to be traveling, and I bet you there's going to be a lot of incidents because, folks, they're laying off people. They're laying off a lot of people. United Airlines is getting ready to lay off, to cut 16,370 workers. And then that's not mentioning lowering the bar. You don't have to qualify anymore, folks. You just have to fit certain criteria. Who knows? They're not prejudiced against anyone because that's a bad thing. You can't meet the qualifications. They got to lower the bar. So here we are with situations like tires flying off, engines burning up mid-sky. It's getting bad, folks. That's all I can say. And I would think twice about traveling. That's all I'm saying. I'm not telling you not to travel. I'm just showing you the airlines with the most crashes. Pick accordingly and make the best decision. That's the way I see it. I just wanted to give you an update on this. Those are the biggest airlines in the world with the most crashes. So take heed. I have to travel, obviously. We all have to travel. We have to go see family. We have to go for work. I understand that. But folks, maybe it's safer to drive sometimes. I bet you the highways are going to be packed after incidences like this. I personally, if it's a 2-hour flight or a 6-hour drive, I'm going to take the 6-hour drive. I'd rather drive even 10 hours. I have no problem with it. I listen to the radio. I kick back and I enjoy the scenery. That's me. All right, folks, give me your comments down below. What do you think? Are you going to fly anymore? I mean, this is getting crazy. How many incidences does it take for you to say, that's it? For me, 1. That's it. 1. I'm done for a while until they get their shit together. All right, folks, leave me a comment down below.